All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee in Huntsville, is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. And I'll tell you more about Stan McDonald, attorney, here in just a moment. Let me ask you, so do you remember the scene from Wizard of Oz where Dorothy and her companions were following the yellow brick road into the dark forest? And it was a scary place. I mean, yes, there was some creepy stuff in there. I mean, you got witches and flying monkeys. I mean, that's just creepy stuff. I don't care who you are. But the fear of the unknown was their biggest enemy. Why do I say that? Well, do you remember the scene? They're marching along, and they're kind of working each other into a near frenzy, saying, "Lions and tigers and bears, oh my." And it became a song, "Lions and tigers and bears, oh my." Only when it came down to it, they were misdirecting their anticipatory fears. They never saw a tiger. They never saw a bear. And the only lion they saw was a coward who became their friend. So what I'm saying is their fears were misdirected. They were focusing their concerns on something that wasn't there. Meanwhile, there were actual wicked witches and flying monkeys. That's misdirected anticipatory fear. It's like when we're kids and we imagine monsters under the bed, but there's no monsters under the bed, just our imaginations. Well, the left is doing that right now. The left is marching down the yellow brick road, and the scary mantra is one from their imagination. And you can see it in their writings. You can hear it from their pundits. You can watch it in their TikTok videos. The left imagines the scariest of scary things coming to get them in the dark of the night. The left sees, wait for it, Christians. You heard me. Those rascally Christians are on the march, set to take over and bring holy wrath upon the heathenish leftist mobs. It's lions and tigers, bears and Christians. Oh my, that's where we are. Well, the left likes to call it Christian nationalism. I mean, they spent a whole week, dissecting the deep hidden meaning of Pete Hegseth's tattoo of a Jerusalem cross. Scary stuff, that. In February 2023, National Public Radio, you know, the uber-liberal media arm of the U.S. government that's funded with your tax dollars, National Public Radio, NPR, ran a story in which they made the audacious, salacious, and somewhat contumacious claim that, quote, more than half of Republicans support Christian nationalism. Say it ain't so! You mean there's actually people out there who believe in Jesus and love America? Heresy. NPR went on to describe it as a long-held fringe viewpoint which has recently gained a foothold in American politics, and particularly, they say, in the GOP. According to the survey that was the centerpiece of NPR's screeching piece on the ills of being a so-called Christian nationalist, the adherents of Christian nationalism will supposedly go to great lengths to impose their vision of the country. Impose. I've never actually met someone who could ever impose a Christian faith. Here's the bottom line. I love Jesus, and I believe he's Lord, and I love the United States of America, and I believe it's the greatest country on the face of the earth, and I believe in the Bible, and I support and defend the Constitution. Am I wrong for doing so? I don't think so. Can I do both? Can I be a Christian and be a patriot all at the same time? I'm pretty comfortable with that. But the screechers on the left, they'll tell you, you can't mix politics with faith. Well, I would reply that my faith cannot be separated from me, and if I'm in politics, that my faith naturally goes with me. I mean, you don't have to believe what I believe. That's the beauty of Christianity. It's a freely made decision.
When someone you love is facing cancer, you want to do more than send a card or flowers that will wilt in a week. You want to actually help. That's where the Balm Box comes in. Our care packages are built from research with over 500 cancer patients and caregivers, packed with items people actually use during treatment. Think soothing, practical, thank goodness I have this kind of relief. For you, it's not just a gift. It's a way to show up in a moment where words fall short. For them, it's comfort, calm, and a reminder they're not alone. From chemo-friendly boxes to mastectomy recovery kits, even options for men, we've made it simple to give something that's elegant, premium, and genuinely useful. And yes, domestic shipping's always free on orders over $50, because making someone feel cared for shouldn't be complicated. So skip the empty get well soon. Send real help, real comfort, and maybe even a laugh. Visit thebalmbox.com. That's thebalmbox.com. Balm, like healing and care. The Balm Box. Because cancer patients don't need bouquets and brownies. They need balm.
A matter of both choice in heart and mind. And you don't have to love this country. I mean, the Constitution actually guarantees you that right. But the same Constitution also guarantees me the right, the actual right, to believe what I believe and to say so. And I am perfectly content, and I find no disparity in the idea that I can love the Lord and love my country, and because I love the Lord, I want my country to know Him like I do. I mean, it's really as simple as that. Does that make me a Christian nationalist? Maybe so. And I'll tell you what, I'll wear that t-shirt every day of the week. But Phil, what if you're wrong? What if God's not real? Really? Okay. What if I'm wrong? What have I lost? I have committed my belief system to a faith that calls me to be strong and courageous, to seek wisdom, to be faithful to my wife and to extend charity to others, to take strong stands, to have hope, to have a strong work ethic, to not live in excess. So really, if my faith is not real, although I believe it is, then what have I lost? Nothing. If I'm wrong about God, I've lost nothing. But if non-believers are wrong about God, they've lost everything. So yeah, I reckon I'm a Christian nationalist, guilty as charged. But I'll tell you, the same knuckleheads that would conjure up the ridiculous narrative that loving the Lord and loving America makes us somehow dangerous are actually moving forward with the intent to brand us that way. In my estimation, there is an assault on Christianity that's ongoing right now. The liberal progressives at the Center for American Progress published a piece last year that labeled Christian nationalism as the single biggest threat to America's religious freedom. What? Yeah, they went there. The claim was made in their tedious screed that Christian nationalists seek to undermine democracy and make America a nation for Christians only, which could lead to violence and discrimination, especially, they claim, against the LGBTQ2IA plus acronym people and women and other religious minorities. And, I'll be honest with you, I've never met a Christian who believes that. Not one. I've met plenty who, like me, pray for revival, but never one that said America is for Christians only. I've had friends and loved ones who didn't believe like me. I've gone to war alongside men who didn't believe like me. But nonetheless, the progressive left has determined that Christians who love America are somehow the problem. The nationally known Brookings Institution actually hosted a forum not long ago on the threat of white Christian nationalism. White Christian nationalism. Oh, now it's racial, too. In the opening lines of the introductory website for the forum they held, it stated, quote, "The rising influence of white Christian nationalism in some circles of American politics is posing a major threat to the health of our democracy and our culture." Well, there's some hogwash. How much did people spend trying to go to that conference? But folks, listen, they won't be content until they can eradicate your deeply held beliefs about God and country. And I believe the day is coming when we will have to be prepared to choose. The same America where your tax dollars paid for the NPR attack on so-called Christian nationalism? The same America, by the way, where your FBI internal memorandums indicated directed a strong investigative predisposition against traditional Catholics? Where grandmothers who pray outside of abortion clinics get put in jail? That same America is actually seeing a resurgence in faith. Really? Yes, they are. Despite the left's never-ending effort to refute and rebuke and resist the idea of a loving, all-present God, there is a turning right now in America. One recent study said that Bible sales are rapidly increasing and that the highest number of sales are going to those who are first-time buyers. People who didn't already have a Bible are now putting them in their homes. Listen, the bottom line is, at the same time, we're also seeing a radical, wonderful resurgence of patriotism. We are tired of being told that we're no good, that we must apologize for being a great nation. No more of that. We're done with feckless leadership. America is back, and Christianity is on the rise. You see, the reality is that the Bible gives us perspective, and the Constitution actually guarantees our right to the free exercise of our faith. Period. End of story. So in America, unless we abdicate our rights, the default is always to err on the side of liberty, right? In essence, I have to be a Christian nationalist. Christ is why I live, America is where I live, and if I separate one from the other in my mind, then I'm likely to lose the protections of both. Without God, I'm lost, and without the Constitution, I can have my worship of God denied by others. Christian nationalism. Okay, sure. If you need a label to put on somebody who loves the Lord and loves America and believes the two go well together, then go ahead and label me that. If I'm wrong, I've lost nothing. But if they're wrong, they've lost everything. You get ready, folks. The day is drawing near. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.
When someone you love is facing cancer, You want to do more than send a card or flowers that will wilt in a week. You want to actually help. That's where the BalmBox comes in. Our care packages are built from research with over 500 cancer patients and caregivers, packed with items people actually use during treatment. Think soothing, practical, thank goodness I have this kind of relief. For you, it's not just a gift. It's a way to show up in a moment where words fall short. For them, it's comfort, calm, and a reminder they're not alone. From chemo-friendly boxes to mastectomy recovery kits, even options for men, we've made it simple to give something that's elegant, premium, and genuinely useful. And yes, domestic shipping's always free on orders over $50, because making someone feel cared for shouldn't be complicated. So skip the empty get well soon. Send real help, real comfort, and maybe even a laugh. Visit thebalmbox.com. That's thebalmbox.com. Balm, like healing and care. The Balm Box. Because cancer patients don't need bouquets and brownies. They need Balm.